This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're going to get to three-quarters of what was left off yesterday concerning tyrants destroying law through policy, then calling it peace. Keep in mind, friends, that it was Senator John Glenn that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Let me say that in spiritual sense. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10 commandments and do away with man's 10,000. That's how this works. With that said, we'll get to that in just one moment. Before we do that, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obamacare consequences. Study finds two-thirds of all bankruptcies in the United States are primarily caused by medical bills. You know, isn't it interesting, friends, when you think of the medical industry? Isn't it interesting to note that it's you know, sold to the American people, it's sold to the people on a global scale, you know, how it's about your health and how it's for your good and we're here for you. And you go in for the smallest ailment, friends, and they just milk it for everything that it's worth and then some. It's irrationality when it comes to the bills that these people send you. Now, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, that was my 2 cents, thank you. But if you go back over to Obamacare, it's a violation of the Constitution. Again, they've named it Romneycare since its inception. Then it went from Romneycare to Obamacare. Then it went from Obamacare to the Affordable Care Act. Now it's been renamed American Health Care Act, and they're going to try to push it through under Trump's administration because everybody loves them, and those that love them don't know as to what he's doing concerning how he's selling the American people out. And I'll get to that in just a moment as well. But again, friends, it's unconstitutional. It's a violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. And you might want to go to Jonathan Gruber and see what he has to say about the people that are actually believing that somehow or another that this is a legitimate bill concerning Obamacare. And otherwise, friends, it's also for you to understand that, about 2.5 weeks ago, we had a federal judge strike down Obamacare as unconstitutional, which proves the point once again that it is illegal. It's unlawful. They have derived this bill out of thin air once again. And you need to begin to ask those that represent you, where did you derive your delegated authority from we the people to implement that which is unconstitutional? Those are the questions that need to be asked. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In Ohio, did you see that there's a Muslim charged with plotting to behead Trump's children? You can't make this up. In Ohio, Muslim is charged with plotting to behead Trump's children. Welcome. And just think, friends, these are the ones that are alluring these people into the United States of America. And I'm not talking about Donald Trump here. I'm talking about at large. You have these said mayors masquerading as mayors. They're truly felons is what they are. But they're the ones alluring them into the United States of America. And this is what they're bringing with them. They're bringing their culture with them. They're bringing their devil's doctrines in with them. 1 Timothy 4:1. Read it when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, speaking of which, ex-U.S. Air officer turns traitor after converting to Islam. She's been busted spying for Iran. This is all on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, read Article 3, Section 3. It highlights treason. And, folks, we need to get back to the consequences when the act of treason is committed against we the people. And I'm talking about the way that our forefathers dealt with those that were willing to go ahead and sell us out. And, people, you got to understand something. The reason crime is on the rise is because judgment dies. When you magnify the law unto judgment and you teach others and you put the fear of God in others that it will not be tolerated, I'll tell you what, that's when we're going to begin to understand righteousness and peace within the gate. And not until then. People come into America and they act as if they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do without consequence. Well, guess what? That's what the lack of the judicial or the correction institutions in the United States of America have done. They haven't enforced the laws, friends. They patty-caked with these people. They've encouraged these people to break the law. Three strikes and you're out. They've encouraged these people to commit the crimes that they commit, friends, by taking away the death sentence and consequence when they violate law. Again, justice guards our liberty. If you don't want the law, friends, I'll tell you what, you're going to lose your freedoms because it's the enforcement of the law and your love for freedom that you would enforce the law against crime to establish judgment in righteousness within the gates. Again, read Isaiah 51, verse 4, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Spending bill Congress just passed contains restrictions, making it almost impossible for Trump to build the wall. Again, friends, I'm not going to belittle or dim the light of those that contribute to this website, but I do have to say, when are you going to wake up to the fact that the right-left paradigm is designed to divide the American people? As if to suggest Donald Trump can't do what he wants to do when every other administration has done what they've wanted to do. And the fact of the matter is he has the law with him. He has the delegated authority from the people to serve we the people in enforcing the law. So there's absolutely no excuse for Donald Trump not to keep his promises. He is the commander in chief. And keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama for 8 years violated the Constitution. He transgressed the Constitution. He circumvented Congress time and time again. He pulled up executive orders, friends, over and over again for 8 years. He gave the American people the finger. He was violating the law, but he did it. Now Donald Trump has the law working for him, and that's all he has to do is enforce it, and yet we're told that he can't do that? Give me a break, America. Wake up to what's taking place in your country. This, again, is on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here's the Muslims again. And I'll tell you what, Rep. Ilhan Omar, she is just a piece of work. If it's not misappropriation, then it's her violating immigration laws. If it's not violating immigration laws, it's misappropriation of funds. If it's not misappropriation of funds, they're finding, and this is old news, by the way, that she married her brother. The bill she's trying to pass, the holiday she's trying to pass now, friends, she's trying to establish that which is found in the book and what she swore in on, the Quran. They're not here to assimilate. Friends, there's nothing about these people whatsoever where they are here to assimilate. They are here to conquer. That's it. Muslim Rep. Ilhan Omar, Minnesota's district. Police deal with gangs. Tight-lipped Somali Muslim community. Then export them back from where they came. That's the resolve here, friends. And until that begins to happen, they're going to continuously go down the road that they're on right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Bernie Sanders on Ilhan Omar. We will stand by our Muslim brothers and sisters. Folks, you can't make that up.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I'm just seeing these things roll out right in front of my face on sonsoflibertymedia.com. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about tyrants destroying law through policy, then calling it peace. Let me just highlight a couple more things that are taking place. I just highlighted the fact that Muslim Rep. Ilhan Omar, she's not representing the American people. She's trying to change the law. She's transgressing the law. This is what Satan does, friends. This is what his minions do. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. They're called sons and daughters of Belial. Sons and daughters of Satan is the definition, friends, of Belial. Okay? And that's what Satan does. He hates the law. He's the lawless one. He is the one that's responsible for advocating anarchy, folks. And it's just craziness, the things that the American people are putting up with. Ilhan Omar, Minnesota District, police deal with gangs, but they're tight-lipped Somalia Muslim community. They just won't tell on each other. They bring their culture into America. And, oh, by the way, every picture you see of Ilhan, she's got her burqa on, friends. She's got her whole head garment on, her hijab, okay? And that shows you right then and there, folks, it's not an issue of coming here. Listen, if your God was God, then stay where you came from. What did you come here for? Now, to add insult to injury concerning that highlight on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bernie Sanders on Ilhan Omar, we will stand by our Muslim brothers and sisters. They're not your brothers and sisters. Bernie Sanders is a disturbed, messed up, socialist, communist, traitor to we the people. What else do I need to say to define this guy? And the reason we're highlighting him on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com or Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib or whoever the case is, those that want to commit crimes against we the people, we're highlighting them to show you what you need to deal with legally, lawfully. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Florida man takes IRS for nearly $1 million tax refund scam. Can't make it up. Florida man takes IRS for nearly $1 million in the tax refund scam. For those that just said to yourselves, good, good for them. Wait a second. Where do those tax dollars come from? They come from your paycheck. Okay, so there's nothing good for them about it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just posted this morning, Senate confirms gun confiscating swamp creature William Barr for Attorney General. For all of you Trumpites that just refuse to see his administration for who he is and the fruit that he bears, just look at his branches, Matthew 7:16. He just nominated and confirmed. And I told you, once the Democrats, you know, the right-left paradigm, once the Democrats came after him, I told you it wasn't an attack. It was a confirmation. They're driving more support to William Barr when they attack. Why? Because Donald Trump nominated him. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Communism being played out in real time before the faces and the eyes of the American people on a daily basis, and they wonder why they lose because they're not thinking about what's going on. Hey, a good cop knows how the enemy acts. Okay? And that's what you need to do. And that's what the Word of God does, friends. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Geneva Bible itself, for those that did not know, do your due diligence. There's notes on the sides that are written by the patriarchs telling us how to deal with corruption, telling us how to deal with tyrants. And maybe that's why those that be, the powers that be, as we're told, don't want you to read the Geneva Bible. Maybe this is why there's so many different translations of the Bible. Yes, to further confuse the people. You might want to do a little homework and ask the people that have revised the Word of God how that's working out for them. Because it's not working out for them at all. Okay, now Bradley, you're doing it again. What are you talking about? Well, if you two need a definition, I can give it to you in Revelations 22. And what does it tell us? Well, it tells us that if anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, it's not a good place to put yourself. Matter of fact, in verse 19 it says, "And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." It's not a good direction to go. In verse 18, going backwards here for you, it tells us, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book." Don't mess with the Word of God. It's just not healthy. You need to understand that it is a blood-bought book. And God has his eyes on the sparrow. How much more his Word? He knows the very numbers of the hairs on your head. How much more his Word? Okay? You want to talk about great specificity concerning the living God? There you have it. But again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, we have Senate confirms gun confiscating swamp creature William Barr for Attorney General. And interestingly enough, this just popped up, and this is what I was chuckling about a couple of minutes ago, because this is about bringing the up-and-coming, they call them the millennials, into bondage. And this, again, is the reason for this ministry, is to point the finger to the Word of God. Because prevention is better than cure. But if you don't want to take heed to the Word of God, this is what's going to take place. It's written for you to read, friends. This is about enslaving your kids. This is about enslaving those that are on this planet right now. A proposed federal law will garnish wages from paychecks of student loan holders. Well, let me say it this way. After doing colleges, after having the opportunity to preach at, and I mean at, college professors, I don't know why you would want to indebt yourself to have a bunch of propagandists propagandize you by further indebting you. Why would you pay those that are lying to you, that are indoctrinating you? Because that's exactly what this is all about, friends. Especially in the colleges today, friends. They're not educating. They're indoctrinating. They're not trying to raise up the next generation to remain free, friends. They're trying to bring them into the little communist web. You know, it's interesting. I've done colleges, and I remember I did one particular college in the state of Minnesota here. And before, they just knew I was coming. And before I got there, I found out that I was on the front page of the paper. And interestingly enough, I also found out once I got there, there was about 100 kids there, students, useful idiots, that didn't ask me one question, that were protesting me. And then I found out after my event there at the college, by the way, their protesting brought me a crowd, so I do thank them for that. As Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me, and it's exactly right on. Hey, folks, you know, let me put in parallel. We see this on the East Coast quite a bit. You see these on church signs. And the church signs say, come in here for revival. Come into our church for revival. Mondays, revival. Wednesdays, revival. Sundays, revival. You know, it's interesting because when Jesus was incarnate 2,000 years ago, he didn't have to advertise a thing, did he? Have you ever noticed that when there's a fire? I remember this last summer, there's a fire about 10 miles away, 15 miles away from where we're at. Probably, you know what? To be exact, 14 miles. It was about 14 miles away, and I remember the fire got so big that everybody wanted to see what was on fire. So, you know, at a distance, there was a few cars, and then the closer you got, there was more congestion as far as traffic goes. And then when you got real close, it was like you were just inching along because everybody wanted to see what was on fire. So that's the church. And you don't have to advertise when there's a fire, friends. People just naturally go to see what's on fire. And I'll equate that to what John Wesley said. You know, the Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. He said he used to light himself on fire every morning in the spirit so the world could come watch me burn. That's exactly right, friends. So taking this back to my point, friends, they don't want guys like me in the colleges. And I found out later on that the professors gave the students that protested me extra credit. But you know what's interesting about it? I didn't see one of their professors protest me. I didn't see one of their professors ask me a thing. Why? Because the Word of God tears it down like the Spirit of God did Dagon. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump declares a national emergency to build a wall along the southern border. Outside the White House, President Trump tells you why.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
Reaction from Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
For the last 20 to 30 years, you can debate the length. We've had a bipartisan refusal on Capitol Hill by both big government Republicans and Ritz-Carlton Democrats to refuse to enforce America's immigration laws or to change them. Trump's only sin is that he's enforcing the law.
The FDA released a statement on Friday saying they're going to be removing barriers so more generic drugs can be created, which in turn should bring prices down. Starting July 1st, Illinois' minimum wage will be $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Bradley Dean on Facebook, sorry, Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. We follow the Christ. With that said, moving forward, tyrants destroying law through policy, then calling it peace. Yesterday I shared with you that in Daniel 8:25, and through his policy also shall he cause craft to prosper in his hand. Through policy, not law. Law follows policy. Policy follows law. Forgive me. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Okay? And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. And by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. His first and his last mistake. But how did he prosper? In craft. Did he create a war when he was pushing his policy? Nope. He did it in peaceful times. I highlighted yesterday, and I'll pick up from after this point, that true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system. Saul Alinsky. And that Americans today have been so Hollywoodized that they think that the devil's going to come to them with a rack of horns on his head and a pitchfork in his hand to steal and kill and destroy. John 10:10. But Scripture teaches us just the opposite. Those that were approved of the Lord and them that were warning the people to flee from the wrath to come and them that were proclaiming God's truth were carpenters, fishermen, tax collectors. They were foolish, 1 Corinthians 1:27. And unlearned men, Acts 4:13. They were weak. Remember Jesus said, when you're weakest, I'm strongest. As well as men dressed in the attire of camel's hair, leather belts, eating locusts and wild honey. In contrast, those that were highly esteemed, Luke 6:15, remember the Bible says, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And approved among men, are you listening, America? Those that are approved among men. Isn't it interesting that Jesus was damning them? He was woeing them. In Matthew 23, verse 27, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones, and of all uncleanliness. All uncleanness. Matthew 23, verse 27. And woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the keys of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in you hindered. Luke 11:52. And now I ask, how many in the American church and American politics fit the physical and mental characteristics of them that God was damning? Exactly where men put their approbation. What God condemns, men ignore. What men admonish, God condemns. And also keep in mind, those that went in before, you know, the lawyers and the Pharisees and the politicians, right? Beware of what? The leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and beware of the leaven of the Herodians, political doctrine. Corruption. Mark 8:15. Verily I say unto you that the publicans and the whores and harlots shall go into the kingdom of God before you. Matthew 21, verse 31. See, God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. He chose the weak things to confound that which is mighty. And also keep in mind that Jesus preached the gospel to them that were broken by the law. Romans 3. And then go to Isaiah 66, verse 2, or to Luke 4:12. Okay, so with that aside, picking up where we left off yesterday, it's been said that if you make yourselves sheep, the wolves will devour, and devouring they are, correct? For the wolves to first devour the sheep, they have to rid themselves of the shepherd, they have to rid themselves of Jesus Christ and Christianity, John 14:6, and then pull down the fence, the law, Exodus 20, in order to have at them, and it certainly looks like this is exactly what's been going on here in America for decades. Now, how is this happening? Because tyrants are destroying law through policy and then teaching you that this is peace. I mean, again, when you go to Psalm 94:20, what does it tell us? Shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with you, church? Which frames mischief by a law? Isn't that how these people operate? Why, yes, it is. See, attacks on Christianity are becoming more apparent day by day, week after week, month after month, year after year in this country, rendering Christ impermissible in the public arena. They're fools for their pains. The Bible says that the seed of the righteous is forever. Dimming the lights little by little, Proverbs 6:23, through the removal of the Ten Commandments. The sheep will succumb to unlawful orders by unlawful policies, thereby making themselves an open prey to the devouring wolves. Let me say that again. Dimming the lights little by little, through the removal of the Ten Commandments. Hello. You lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Jesus Christ is the standard, friends, not fallen man. And surely not the leaders in the church, the spiritual overseers, okay? Or those that you call leaders in government. We don't have leaders in either one of these entities, friends. Okay? There's no leaders in the church, and there's no leaders in government. Okay? We follow no king but King Jesus, period. He's the leader. He's the captain of our salvation. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And that's who we keep our eyes fixed upon. Not upon fallen man. Not upon fallen man in either the church or in government. Never. Never. Though we can be taught in righteousness, amen, because there's different parts of the body, the apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, and or pastor, Ephesians 4:11, and everybody's got their function, but ultimately we keep our eyes fixed on him who, again, is the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible tells us in Colossians 3:1 that our affections are set on him, where he sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Okay? The Bible tells us that we are seated in heavenly places, far above all principality and powers, right? He is the head of all principality and power. It's Christ. Everything is Christ. And again, what happens is when the lights begin to dim, when they remove Christianity, and they, which will never again be, but when they remove God's law, that means someone else is trying to take his place. Read Isaiah 14, because this is what Satan aims for. He wants you to believe that he is God, when in fact he is not. And again, all of this comes through the policies that undermine the law. That's how they do this. Remember what I said during the first segment, John Glenn, Senator John Glenn. Why, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not pass most of the laws that we enact around here. Just think about what he said, how self-incriminating. He said it. If we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not pass most of the laws that we enact around here. Craziness. He said it. They do this all day long in the light of day. And they get away with it because the American people don't know the difference. It seems like today that no matter what the government says and what it's and when it says it, that it must be law, even when it stands in stark contrast to the law. And by the way, if you ever want to get into greater specificity concerning a broad range, bring it to the table. 1-866-582-9933. You know, the fact of the matter is the gift that's in operation in this ministry is one when it's a one-on-one conversation in so many different ways. Was at the store the other day, picked up the brand new movie Gosnell, my friend's principal actor in that movie. Check it out. It's great. The media doesn't want you to see it because it exposes what they're attempting to cover up. It's murder, friends. But I remember a friend of mine started texting me, and once she started to text me, I just started to get a flow for her. It was for her. See, out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. The gifting here is for the people. We're not called to be the master. We're called to be the servants. Remember Jesus said, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister to. So if you want to tap into what's gifted in this ministry, the best way to do that is to call in. But stick to the topic or one that addresses the topic concerning law. Now, I just said that it seems like today that no matter what the government says and when it says it, well, you're taught to believe that it just must be law. Again, even when it stands in stark contrast to the law. Now, listen to what Alexander Hamilton said in the Federalist Papers 78. He said, there is no position which depends on clear principles than that every act of delegated authority contrary to the commission under which it is exercised is void. This is key. No legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid. You know that thousands and thousands of unconstitutional implementations are thrown on the backs of the American people on a yearly basis. They're unconstitutional. And friends, if you want to get rid of that which is unconstitutional, then read the law and erase the policy and then deal with the corrupt men that are advocating for that which is unlawful. It's that simple. But, well, you know what? That's the hard part, Bradley. Yeah, I know. We're going to be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Alexander Hamilton, The Federalist Papers, 78. There is no position which depends on clearer principles than that every act of a delegated authority contrary to the commission under which it is exercised is void. Did you delegate authority to these people to do the things that they do? No. Then it's void. It's not a legislative act. I don't care what they say. Alexander Hamilton goes on, he says, no legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid. It's nugatory, period. And apparently the government in this country has forgotten that our rights come from God and their delegated authority comes from we the people. There's the problem right there. There's the problem right there. For Americans to stand back and say they know better than we do, you are sadly mistaken. And you are doing it willfully and willfully ignorant. You are. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You don't want to have to take care of it. You want someone else to take care of it. Now, there's a part of that that's true. They should be entrusted to do it, but it's still under your eye, under your approval, under your delegated authority, keeping their feet upon the Constitution. In binding them down with the chains of that Constitution, said Thomas Jefferson. It's not just them having a free-for-all. I mean, look at this. This is a prime example of what I'm talking about. You have Senate confirms gun confiscating swamp creature William Barr for Attorney General. Everybody knows who he is. You know who's not paying attention to who he is? Everybody that is blindly following Donald Trump. Because this is his nominee. He was just confirmed. He's an anti-gunner. He's pro-gun confiscation. Okay? And the list goes on. Gun Owners of America had put out a fleece to the American people saying, listen, this guy's no good. This is who he is. And people are standing back, for those that are paying attention, saying, why would Donald appoint one of those guys? But because he's been stacking the swamp. He's not been draining it. And if you say otherwise, you're disingenuous, or you're blatantly lying, or you're not paying attention to what's going on here. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Okay? The Declaration of Independence. Now, let me give you some examples. Think of this. They incrementally strip away the rights of the law-abiding gun owners by accusing law-abiding armed citizens of the crimes committed by law-breaking criminals, 1 John 3:4. This all the while being surrounded by armed detail. Okay? Listen to that. America is attacked on September 11, 2001, and Americans are suspected terrorists as they are continuously violated by a pretended authority that the government devised in violating your Fourth Amendment rights through the TSA. The TSA doesn't have any constitutional right to violate your Constitution. Just think about it. But, you know, I've heard ignoramuses, friends, that's what they are. Oh, I feel so safe that they're there. They have not stopped one attack. Not one. But I'll tell you what, if you want to pull the mask off that whole pretended legislation, you're going to find out you have pedophiles. You're going to find out that you have thieves. You're going to find out that you have drug traffickers. Of course. Why? Because it didn't take any discipline for them to get there in the first place. But they're there making you feel better. You know, my little boy, after watching Schindler's List, said, once we started flying all over the country, I remember the first time he seen the TSA, he said, Dad, this is like in that movie Schindler's List. That's exactly right. Because if you look at methodically and systematically as to how things are rolling out here, that's all you have to look at is Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. And take back what's happening in America today and go back to the blueprint that he used back then. You're going to see a lot of similarities, friends. A lot of them. Even going to the Muslims that were used to do Hitler's killing for him. But people don't want to acknowledge that neither. We do a show on that. But just think about this. So America's attacked on September 11th, 2001, and Americans are suspected terrorists. Who's accused? Was it the Muslims that we were told that attacked dropped the two towers? I mean, now they have monuments over their friends. Now they have their own cop cars. Now they have their own police detail policing the Muslim communities by other Muslims. Wow, this sounds like the UK. This sounds like what's happening in France. And now people are protesting what's going on. They let it go too far, didn't they? Yep, they did. Gluttons for punishment. They don't want to listen because they don't understand that prevention is better than cure. After September 11th, bureaucracies are created to further their attacks, not on foreigners, but on the American people. That's what these bureaucracies have been created for, friends. Friends, they are in fact aiding the enemies of this country by criminalizing the law abiders. This is exactly what they're doing today. And let me ask you, who profits from this more than corrupt government? No one does, because they are the ones advocating for the policies. And this is like the brown shirts going out on the behalf of Adolf Hitler or any dictator in the past or in the present that goes out and creates the problem, and then they play the problem solver to the public. Who is responsible for the problem in the first place? The very one that's playing the problem solver in the face of the people. Romney Care, which turned into Obamacare, which turned into the Affordable Care Act, which now became the American Health Care Act, is all unconstitutional. Yet if you fail to sign up with what the government mandates, they'll fine you through the IRS. So who created the problem? It's unconstitutional. See how they keep kicking the door down, friends. See how they keep taking incrementally, step by step? And you can call it the Hegelian dialectic if you want to. Two steps forward, one step back, but they got that one step because you gave it to them. See, because there had to be a compromise there, right? Really? Did our veterans, when they fought, bled and died? sacrificing themselves to give us the freedoms in which we have? Were they there to magnify the law in part and through compromising and fraternizing with the enemy? Or did they give themselves wholly up, giving themselves wholly up to the sacrifice, to the cross, to give us the freedoms that we have today? But the American people have been taught to debate and to be diplomatic, which is seduction in another guise, or to compromise our blood-bought freedoms. Are you kidding me? Compromise is where two men get together and they both do what they both know is wrong. Now just think about this concerning the American Health Care Act now, which used to be Obamacare, which used to be Romney Care. You know, why is this happening? Because the Chief Justice, in Justice John Roberts Jr., wrote for the majority, "We are not a democracy," keep in mind, that the penalty the law created for Americans who do not carry health insurance is constitutional because Congress said so. He said, Congress does have the power to impose a tax on those without health care. No, they don't. No, they don't. But he said it, and people are led to believe because he said it, it must be so. No, it's not so. This statement is completely and unequivocally a blatant lie interpreted to fit the very agenda that they mean to push. That's all this is. More control over the people. More control over the people. Creating more of a socialistic society. When Donald Trump said during his State of the Union address, we will never be a socialist society, friends, look the other direction because that's exactly what you're becoming. We'll never be a socialist society. Really, Donald? What happened to that version of limited government, don't you understand? Look at the tentacles of federal government and state government into the lives of the American people in which they have no constitutional authority to do so. But if they don't know the difference, there you go. Keep them dummied down, and that's exactly why they're indoctrinating through colleges and high schools and elementary schools and kindergarten illegally through a violation of Article 10. If you took these people to the law, friends, how many of them would end up in jail for the rest of their lives? Seriously. And what's interesting here, friends, is you can literally see whose hand is in these unlawful measures every step of the way. Well, where did they come up with all of this? They call it policy, which they create to counter and undermine the law. That's how they do this. And if you want to keep what they call peace, then you better, through totalitarian methods, submit to their policies. And this is defined out as arbitrary, tyrannical, and it's illegal, which defines out, friends, as criminal. The American people have now succumbed to criminals instead of lawful constitutional government and think that this is normal when it comes to the actions of their government. No, it is not. You succumbed to the mob, friends, and you haven't even noticed it. God ordains marriage between a man and a woman, Genesis 1:27, Matthew 19:6, and the unchecked and limited judicial, which is to discover and apply law, legislates from the bench by playing to activists on the behalf of their favorite special interest group. Now they say that two men can be married and two women can be married, which has never been since the creation. Folks, they are turning the American people at war with God, and it's a war that you will not win. Leviticus 18:22, Romans 1:21-32. Now they're even trying to do their best and convince you that now more taxes are needed to be imposed upon the people to put a stop to global warming. Yes, believe it or not. Folks, tyrants are destroying law through policy, then calling it peace. And keep in mind, you are the law if you're willing to enforce it. See ya.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.